Well, now to the wildfires in Southern California, officials have raised the wind threat level to purple for the first time ever because they're predicting 80-mile-per-hour winds. Here's California Fire Chief Ken Pimlott.
These will be winds that there will be no ability to fight fires in this kind of wind. This will be about evacuations and getting people out from in front of any fires that start during these conditions.
Joining us now is John Sepulveda of KQED. He's in Ojai between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara. And John, that's one of several communities in Southern California that are now being affected by the Thomas Fire in Ventura County. What are things like there today?
Well, air quality-wise, it's like living in an ashtray. There is literally ash that's falling from the sky. It looks like there's snow on the ground. It's so white. It smells like a barbecue gone bad. But there is a minor miracle because the flames that at some points were shooting up hundreds of feet into the sky did not extend into the valley that houses Ojai, the city that I'm in right now of about 7,500. I don't know why these flames did not advance, but imagine like a horde of people showing up at your house and it looks like they're going to come storming in and then they just turn around. For some reason, it could have been the firefighters. It could have just been dumb luck. These flames at one point seemed so explosive and so ready to consume this town. And for one reason or another, they didn't come into the city. So it's a minor miracle this morning.
And what about the winds? What are the winds like today? We heard there that the state was raising the threat level to purple due to the predicted 80-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah, so purple, it was funny. I was talking to a fire crew member yesterday, and they never even heard of that category. So, you know, red is always kind of been considered the highest. Right. So these are super winds we've never really dealt with. And right now, there is absolutely no wind. And last night, we had wind gusts. There's no doubt about that. But it was not in the range that we were anticipating. The winds were actually much quieter, at least where I am at, than they were the night before. So these winds, which, you know, seemed so concerning last night, they didn't really materialize. Now, that does not mean we're out of the woods. There's, again, as you said, the concern about the so-called super winds that could be coming. But as of right this minute, I mean, there are birds chirping. If it wasn't for the fact that it looked like a ashen snow globe falling, you wouldn't even know that there's necessarily anything wrong.
What about the bigger picture? You joined us yesterday from another location dealing with a fire near the Getty Museum in Los Angeles. What's the status of the fire that's closer to the city?
Yeah, the one that's closer to the city right now, there have been some hot spots that have broken out in the Bel Air neighborhood. But for the most part, it's been contained. It looks good. I was speaking to a fellow NPR editorial employee a little bit earlier. And they said that, you know, because they have to drive that way to get into NPR's building in Culver City. And they said everything looks pretty calm and normal comparatively to where it was yesterday, where it looked like people were driving into a hellish Armageddon landscape. So that doesn't mean people are out. And I know that there was one person in particular I spoke to. I've been waiting to hear if she could go back to her home. She lives in that neighborhood there on the west side of Los Angeles. And she still has not been allowed to go see what has happened, if anything, to her home. So there's a lot of concern. There's a lot of worry. But there's not the same amount of danger that we saw just 24 hours ago.
And still a lot of evacuations going on?
Yeah, hundreds of thousands. And there might be more. Again, these super winds, these so-called purple warning winds, they could spread embers as far away as San Diego County, as far away as San Bernardino. This is like, you know, from New York City to the end of Connecticut. Think of it that kind of distance. So a lot of ground could be covered in a very short time because of the potential wind threats. So there could be even more evacuations. And it should be noted that at least as we were seeing these evacuations, at least one good section of the highway, the 101 in Southern California, has been closed because of these fires. So a lot of traffic, a lot of commute problems, a lot of congestion, and there might be the possibility of even more evacuations.
And do firefighters have the resources they need to fight these fires? Are they even trying to stop the fire from spreading at this point or just to protect homes?
You know, part of the strategy yesterday was just to let things burn and make sure people were evacuated. Because we've had this almost seems miraculous stall of the spread of this fire, they have been able to focus on protecting homes. And they've really looked at that as a strategy that if they can protect one home from catching, that will lessen the chance that other homes will catch. And then, you know, the fire won't advance into the city core. And I saw that this morning around 2 o'clock in the morning, there were firefighters going home to home, figuring out which homes would be best to kind of fortify. to keep this fire at bay. So as far as the larger resource question, you ask the firefighters, they say no. You ask the firefighter unions, they say no. You ask the local firefighters, they say no. You ask the guys in charge, they say yes, they have the resources necessary. So I think it really depends on who you ask.
That's John Sepulvedo with KQED joining us from Southern California as the fires continue there. John, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.